September 1st. September 1st. Okay. And your full name?
Ida Lee Shuford.
Okay. Where were you born?
Born in Sugar Land, Texas.
Sugar Land, Texas. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. And do you know where your parents were born?
In Victoria,
Texas. They were born in Victoria, Texas. Mm-hmm. What are their names?
Well, Ada Bacon. She was a Newsom. Ada Newsom Bacon.
Okay.
My daddy was Henry Merlin Poindexter.
Okay. And you know anything about your grandparents? You know where they were from?
My grandmother, Catherine Cherry, that was her home, too.
In Sugar Land?
No.
In Kingsland?
Victoria.
Victoria.
All my people are from Victoria.
All your people from Victoria.
On both sides.
On both sides.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, how did you get to Kingsville? What year did you come to Kingsville?
Oh, in 1931, I think. I was in Sugar Land going to school, and then I came to my mother. I was with my aunt.
Okay, you were with your aunt. You lived with your
aunt. With her aunt, yeah, which was my great aunt.
Your great aunt. And you came in 1931 to go to what school? What's the name of the school?
Frederick Douglass. I went there for a couple of years or so. Then I went to Victoria 1 year.
Okay.
And then I went from there to Lafayette, Louisiana, to Holy Rosary Institute, mm-hmm. at Catholic school.
Mm-hmm.
And finished.
Okay, can you tell me your age?
71.
71, you look real good. Okay, so you came to Kingsville in 1931, and that's when how long did you stay that first time? You stayed a year?
I think I stayed there about two years, and then I went to Victoria and stayed with my grandmother 1 year, and I came back home, and my mother sent me to Louisiana.
Okay.
To the Holy Rosary Institute.
And then when did you come back to Kingsville?
When did I come back to Kingsville?
Yeah, after you went to Louisiana.
Oh, I came back home, and then she sent me to Prairie View.
Prairie View, okay.
So I was in school.
You were in school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, when you finished going to school and everything, did you ever
I didn't finish school right then. I got married in 1942.
Okay. Who was that?
Brown, okay. Tyree Brown.
Okay.
And I worked at Mother's Beauty Shop. I didn't want her. I didn't want to go to school.
Your mother was living in Kingsville then?
Yeah, she was a beautician. She had a beauty shop with five, places for her.
Do you remember what street that beauty shop was on? Because that's what they really
West
wanted.
Warren.
On West Warren Street? Mm-hmm. Okay. Because mm-hmm. They were wanting to know stuff about what the women went through, because the man that had been interviewing, he got a lot of the men and like what their experiences were.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been trying to get like what some of the things that the women were doing. Mm-hmm. So your mom ran a beauty shop for blacks.
Uh-huh.
And it was it one of the few black businesses? Was it?
Yes, very few.
It was very few.
For a long time. She was there until Myrtle
Norris
finished, and she came up. But Mother had been there for years.
For years?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then Miss Fisher came in with a beauty shop.
What did they have in the beauty shop? What kind of stuff? Like they have hair dryers?
I can tell you about Mother's.
Okay, that's what I want to know.
Okay, she had in the front, she had a manicure.
Mm-hmm.
She gave manicures.
Okay.
And there was an operator there that did that in the front. Plus, it was a waiting room, too.
Mm-hmm.
And in the back, she had five booths.
Five booths.
Mm-hmm. For five operators.
Mm-hmm.
And she had shampoo bowl,
mm-hmm.
and they gave facials.
Mm-hmm.
And
pretty modern.
Yeah, did styles, because it was just cheap. Oh, you can get the money that much for it.
Mm-hmm.
A dollar a head, wasn't it?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, you work yourself down for that.
Hey, she did what? She pressed hair?
Hair, yeah, and then style it, whatever.
And style it.
And dye it, whatever. Your dyed hair.
Mm-hmm.
I think at that time it was just $5 to dye your hair.
Really? That's kind of interesting.
That's what she had, and then I didn't finish college In 42, I came home and worked in the beauty shop because she lost her health to a certain extent. She had a nervous breakdown, and when I came out of beauty school, I took over and worked for her.
So that was in 1942?
Yeah.
Okay.
So your mom... I got married in 42, too.
Okay. So your mom ran the beauty shop from when, like, did she...
Oh, my goodness. I don't know.
You don't remember? You don't... Because she sent to you to live with an aunt, right, in Kingsville?
No, I was born in Sugar Land.
You were born in Sugar Land, but didn't you, she send you to live with an aunt?
I stayed there from a baby with my aunt.
Oh, in Sugar Land.
And then, see, my sister was in Victoria with my grandmother.
Okay.
And then I came home.
To Kingsville.
Yeah.
Okay. And so your mom's from Kingsville. We got together.
Yeah, mother's from Victoria.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. What's your mother's name?
Ada.
Ada, you told me that already.
Yeah, Ada, Elizabeth Newsom, that was before she married Mr. Baker.
Okay, all right, I'm trying to get it straight.
Yeah.
Okay, so you came back and did hair.
I picked hair, and then I was used as a sub-teacher.
You substituted?
In Alice, Texas, and in Bishop, and in Kingsville, until I decided I'd go on back to school and finish.
And what school did you go to? You go to
Anna? I went back to Purview.
You went back to Purview? Okay.
And I got my BS from there, and then I continued in the summer until I got my master's. I didn't stop when I did go back. I was married, though, to Shuford when I started back to college.
What year is that? 40?
I married him in 45.
Okay, when you went back.
But I started back to college, I think it was in 47. I'm not 47 or 48, one.
Okay.
I can't remember. But just 6 weeks at a time.
So when you finished, when you got your master's, then...
And I got my master's in 59, but I already had a job in Bishop then, teaching. So I just went on to school.
What did you teach?
I taught first through fourth grade in Bishop.
The black schools, only black kids, or was it segregated?
No, it was segregated.
It was segregated.
Uh-huh.
So you only taught black kids.
Mm-hmm.
Really? So what kind of schoolhouse was it? Was it
It's a two-room schoolhouse.
School, two rooms. And how many students did you have? Do you remember?
I had like 30-something. Close to 30 of the little folk.
30. You taught first through fourth.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And how many years? It's a long time.
I was there 11 years.
11
till they closed the school.
Till they integrated the schools. Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. And then did you teach somewhere else?
Yeah, I went to Crane, Texas. Out west Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I was there 2 years.
You were there 2 years. Mm-hmm. And then?
Then I left from there, and I came to Brownsville in 65.
And you've been
I stayed there until I retired in 79.
And you've been there since. Okay, when did y'all start? Let me talk a little bit about when you were in Kingsville. You were a member of King Star Baptist Church.
Right.
Who was your minister then? I mean, I guess he had a couple.
We had a bunch of them.
Okay, let me ask you this question. How did y'all start the Kingsville Harmonizers?
That's the Harmonizers were, when they opened up that station there, you know, the
the railroad?
No. The
radio
station.
What radio station?
KINE.
It's still around.
Yeah, it's still there. Mm-hmm. KINE, and then
it wasn't a black radio station. It was just a radio station.
No, it's just regular.
Okay.
And we were the first live program on that. I mean, people.
Did y'all get asked, or did y'all just?
Yes.
Y'all got asked.
They auditioned us, and then they chose us to stay on.
Okay.
And we didn't pay. We were on free because we worked for the station.
Okay, and...
For 27 years.
27 years? What year did that start?
47.
47? Okay.
And Mother passed away in 74, and we were still on a month after she passed, and then they let it go because she was over that.
Oh, okay. All right, so it started in 47, and who were the original members, do you know?
Mm-hmm. The original ones was... Johnny Lee.
Okay.
Williams
now, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And she was Pullum then, though.
Okay.
And Bernice Peters. Mm-hmm. Sias, in other words, was her name. And Norman Shuford, and Raymond King, okay. And Ada Bacon, and Ida Shuford.
Okay, you played the piano?
Played the piano, okay. Did the solos, mm-hmm. Led the songs.
Led the songs, and y'all did that for 27 years. Mm-hmm. That's kind of interesting. So, when did y'all practice, like,
They come to Mother's house, my house, either one. She had a piano, I had one, and we'd get together, practice, and then we did a lot of traveling. We sang in San Antonio at the Methodist Church. We went there a couple of times. The minister that was there for some kind of congress or something, you know how they have. Mm-hmm. And he stopped at our house, and he heard us sing on the program there at where he was supposed to be. At the Methodist Church, mm-hmm. And he wanted us to come to his church, and so he gave us a date to come. We went twice to his church. We went to Lulin. We made records.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Do you have them still?
I had some at home, but they don't work good anymore.
Really?
Yeah, we went to Houston on train and made some records.
Oh,
and sold them. We came down here to Mount Zion to sing. Mrs. That woman's dead. Mrs. Pleasant Stevens.
Ruby?
No. Was her name Stevens? Pleasants. You remember she married a Mr. Pleasant, but she was a Stevens. Oh my God! She hadn't been too long passed away, and her sister since she passed, she has died.
Okay, they from Arlington?
Yeah.
Stevens.
Yeah. They had us down here. She had us to come down here.
Okay.
Years ago. Then we went to Edinburgh to Lloyd's.
Y'all just traveled
around.
Y'all did this free of charge.
They gave us money.
Okay. Mm-hmm. They gave you
whatever. Money. We didn't have a cent. But they gave us
trips,
money.
For trips, for gas and stuff. And the harmonizers, it was I was going to say, y'all practice at your mom's house.
In my house, too.
Okay. And, who was the head of the radio station? What other kind of programs was the radio station running?
What did they do?
They had all kinds. Okay, no, I don't want to ask that question. Let me ask this. When were y'all on the air? What days?
Oh, we were on every Sunday morning from... At the beginning, we had 15 minutes every mm-hmm. Sunday morning from 8 to 8:15. Mm-hmm. And then we got a lot of feedback that they wanted to hear more.
From
so we got 30 minutes.
Okay.
From everywhere.
Everywhere.
All Victor and all around where they could pick us up, they would send in requests for us to do mm-hmm. what they wanted to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Corpus Christi, all around. We went over there to sing. We've been all around singing. Mm-hmm. Lulin.
Mm-hmm.
And Lockhart.
So y'all were just touring, huh?
Yeah, and Matthews, Victoria.
Okay.
And we just went at that time,
mm-hmm.
like quartets did, mm-hmm. travel.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Pullum, Henry Pullum, was our chauffeur. He used to drive for my mother, drive my mother's car
mm-hmm.
when she had one, and she didn't. He took his and he carried us where we had to go.
Okay.
Until we got cars. I got a car, then I just follow in behind him.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever we were going.
So y'all were on from 7 to 8 to 8:15.
We stayed on. We weren't on there very long. Until we went on from 8:30.
Did you ever get it down?
No, it was, actually, it was 8:30.
To
a quarter to okay. 9. And then from then, when we got boost, we went on till 9 o'clock. From 8:30 till 9 every Sunday morning.
Okay, for 27 years. Who was the head of the radio station? Your mom. What did your mom do? You said when she.
She was over us.
Okay.
Over the harmonizers. Okay. She was the manager of us.
Okay.
Uh-huh. But I don't know who was over there. I think Mr. Bluson had something to do with that. Okay. Ben Bluson.
Okay.
A lawyer there in Kingsville. But I don't know who else.
Where was the radio station? Is it one
right
there?
Right where it is now.
Really, the same one?
Mm-hmm. They just changed the way you go in it.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the back and go in. Now, and we used to go in the front. But they got a window there now, see, so
it's changed. It's changed a little bit.
Mother had the choir on. We had our choir to come one Sunday out of a month, and the other three, we would sing. And then she invited, she had white ministers and Spanish ministers and colored ministers a Sunday, give them a Sunday to speak a few minutes, a short sermon. We sing our theme, which was Touch Me, Lord Jesus. We'd sing five songs in a matter of 15 minutes. Because we can sing with one voice, of course, go on to the next one, you know. That's why I don't like to sing a whole lot of long songs now. I've been used to not doing that. And then the preacher would come on, whoever he would be. And he had something like 13 to 14 minutes at there. But the clock was there where I could watch it, and I'd start playing Touch Me, Lord Jesus, about 1 minute before time to go off, and we'd start chanting it real low, and he knew he had to cut off, because if he didn't, they cut him off in the control room. You just in there singing. So it got trained to that, and we'd start singing toward the end. And close them out.
How long did the original members stay together?
Well, we stayed pretty good until John Lee got married and she left, see.
Okay.
And then Mother would pull in different ones from there in Kingsville.
Okay.
To fill in the place. Then when I left, she had a Mrs. Woodfork that was a Methodist minister's wife that played, and she would play for Mother on Sunday mornings. And if I'd come back home from out West Texas, then I'd have to play.
Okay. Because you were first choice all the
time. The lady was just filling in because I wasn't there. But Mother had me to send programs, to make a whole program for her by myself down here and send it up there too when she... couldn't get folks together, you know.
Your mother, she was a member of King Star.
King Star, yeah.
But the
she was a nurse. A nurse's aide. A beautician. And she was a manager of the harmonizer, president of the choir there.
She was really active.
Yeah, she was.
She didn't stay busy, did she?
I tell you.
Stayed busy.
Busier than I'd want to be.
She was real busy.
Yeah.
And, what, you know where she got her schooling from? Because, you know, nurses, she was a lot. Did she go to
school? She went to Alice. A bunch of them were going to Alice.
Because
when they were
because training. Kingsville didn't.
No, they went there city. And got Alice and Corpus, I think. I think Mother went to Alice. If she didn't, she went to Corpus because they were going over there too, and finished that. And she was taking music, and she was good at teaching theory, but she couldn't play because she had nervous hands. Okay. But she could teach theory.
Okay. So, what else about the Kingsville Harmonizers do you think is interesting?
Well, what did we have? I've got a picture of that somewhere. Mother had a contest between the Victoria, what were they called? I can't call the name of them, but they were men.
Really?
And between them and the harmonizers.
Okay.
And raised money like that. She raised a lot of money. I forgot what she raised that money for the church, I think. And then she also had, I guess that poor lady is dead because I can't remember her name. They taught music in Corpus at the high school. And Mother had her to bring the high school choir over there when we first went into this church that's there now. And she raised $1,000 for the church with those people.
Okay. The records, I thought y'all made records. Did y'all have a producer or anything, somebody approached y'all and said, let's make a record?
No, well, we made records and said we were going to make them. We sold them. People bought them. And we had plaques of us.
Okay. When y'all made your first record, y'all went to Houston to make it, right? Yeah. Did someone approach y'all or y'all just said, we're going to go make a record?
I think Mother said we were going to go and make some records so that when we go around singing, we could sell them.
Okay.
People could have us in their home.
Okay.
And she had placards made. So I think one woman told me, she got one of us. That's Fanny.
Oh, that's
Fanny said she has a plaque she bought from us when we came down here. I didn't even know her. I didn't know anybody. I'm just up there playing and singing.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And then when we had, they had the March of Dimes, people with different ones would donate a certain amount of money, but they'd want the harmonizers to come on and sing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I guess they still do things like that.
Yeah, that's true.
And then the policeman would come down and pick us up and take us to the station, and we'd do that number, and we'd go back home, and maybe way after a while, somebody else was, you hear, we're going to donate $20, $30, $100,
so
whatever,
want
the harmonizers to sing, and they would even mention what they want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And then oh my God, this is terrible all day.
Mm-hmm.
But it was nice.
It was.
I mean, after it was over, I thought about how nice it was, but they didn't have to ask for us, but they did.
So I guess when you moved to the Valley in 1965, someone just took your place, and your mom just kept it on.
Well, yes, Mrs., that lady was still there.
Okay, yeah.
And she played, and then Mother would, when I go home
to Kingsville
on weekends,
okay,
then I would have to go and play, and then get in the car and come on back here.
Oh, man. Yeah. To church?
I come back, I had to play. I had to get back in time.
Yeah.
I leave right on from the station and drive on back to Brownsville.
Wow. That's rough. That was pretty rough.
Yeah. And it's got to be a part of me now. That's pretty. I don't know. I wonder how I did it, but it did.
We wonder a lot about things, what we used to do, I guess. I want to ask you. The reason I came home was because mom and dad aren't here. They left.
Oh, they're gone?
Yeah, and I came down to pick up Earl because we're going to Houston. We got having y'all something together. Yeah, I would ask. They're looking for stuff like pictures, and you know, like if we had a record packet and stuff. Give you the stuff back. They gonna make a photocopy.
I've got the pamphlet, and Reverend Reese was our pastor at that time. Reverend R.R. Reese.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have any pictures of the original harmonizers together that they all used to sing?
Yeah.
And we can use some of those.
Uh-huh.
If you I remind my parents, and I asked them to ask you if we can get some stuff together.
I'll give it to them. They can get
okay,
it to you,
give it to
or
me.
Else.
Or you know,
we're coming up there one day this week. Maybe Tuesday we're coming up there, but I wouldn't know how to get in touch with you. But
I'll
bring
my number.
I'll bring the picture.
Okay.
We have a pamphlet. You can get information of because it's history of the harmonizers. That's
okay.
What it is.
Okay.
The front picture. Inside is Professor Odom, who we hired to direct us and train us.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about him. He was from
he's from Corpus.
He's from Corpus.
He's still directing in San Antonio now, but we used to pay him to come over on certain days and train us, teach us new songs and stuff, you know, and he was over. And he's on the picture, too.
Okay, good.
And so I think the pamphlet would give you pretty well
a lot of
everything.
Information.
Yeah, a lot.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have two or three of them around there, so I'll just get one of them out of the piano stew.
Okay.
And get it to you, because the pictures is, then it's got Mother's interior. She's sitting in her living room, man.
Okay.
All that stuff is in there. All
right, I'm going to switch the subject a little bit. What they want me to talk about some of the stuff, and you know, it probably ain't new to me, but probably neither that some other people was like, and can you, what kind of, they want me to ask you, like, what kind of food did y'all eat? I know that's kind of a silly question when you talk about this. But they told me, you know, like, stuff like arts and crafts, like quilts or anything, like someone had made a quilt or something.
No, well, we didn't do anything like that. No.
Okay.
We were just busy hollering and singing.
Okay. How about, let's talk about your mom's beauty shop. Y'all, I guess, yeah, running water inside.
Oh, yeah. It was modern. It was modern. It was, everything was up to date. Everything was up to date. She had it built strictly for that.
Mm-hmm.
It was built from the ground, a beauty shop.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she would go and get operators from Houston or wherever to come in and fill in those booths. We had a lot of customers from Corpus, and we had some from Falfurrias.
Black Bishop. People in Falfurrias?
Two or three folks there, but they come, and people would come to us from...
all over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Had a lot of customers, and then plus those that stand in Kingsville. Because I know one morning, one time I woke up, they wake you up, that's the only bad thing they had. They wake you up any time and say, I won't get my hair done. 2 o'clock in the morning, whatever. That's bad. But they did. But I know one time I worked real hard. I went to work at 4 o'clock in the morning, fixing hair. Because at that time, trains were running, and some of them would say that they were going to have to catch
the train
to come down here, and some was going the other way, whatever. And I'd have to get up, but once I get up, I'm up, and people start calling, and I had appointments all day long. I think I did 30 heads one day.
Tell me what you know about the trains, if you know anything. That seems to be a really big part of the black people in Kingsville. A lot of people.
Well, yeah, that was a livelihood there for everybody. Their husbands were brakemen. See, everything there was railroad person pretty well. There wasn't too many of them up there, stragglers or whatever you call them.
Your husband was a railroad person, right? Your husband, Mr. Shuford?
Yes, he was.
He came. Where's he originally from? Louisiana?
No, he's from North Carolina.
And he came down from
work. He didn't come to work. He was in service.
Oh.
He was in the Navy. Okay. And we got married in 45. And he got out of the service in 45. I mean, he was freed out of there, you know. And
freed, that's a good word.
Because he was about to be going, and, you know, peace came and everything was over with. So that freed him.
Oh, yeah, that was... kind of good.
Yeah, and then he started working for a railroad.
Okay.
And then he came down here. I think he worked a little on the
SP?
At the waterfront. He worked on the waterfront a while, but he got scared because he said if he get hurt, he'd mess up his real job. So he wouldn't do it anymore. He just stayed with the railroad.
Okay. Alrighty. And, so everybody used to take the train. They had passenger trains to come.
That's right. I took my children, my students, when they said that the trains were going to be pulled off, you know, and the last time they were going to come through there or something. I gave them a ride. I had the parents to give them some money. And I drove them to Kingsville and let them pay their fare and get on the train and ride back to Bishop.
Was that a big thing for them? Did they ever ride the train?
Some of them had never been on that. They'd see it going through there, so they had a chance to get on and see. I took some, and the woman, Miss James, was teaching with me then. So we just...
So was there only two teachers in the school?
Only. Then it ended up one. At first it was one. She was the only one. And she had too many students, so they hired me because they didn't have no music anyway, and she didn't know about music. But so then I had the first through the fourth, and she had the fifth through the eighth, And then they, when they started this integration, they took the 8th off. Mm-hmm. And she didn't have that many students, you know, then.
Okay.
And little children, you have more little children than you do.
Yeah, because a lot of the big ones drop out.
So they finally just took her off, and they left me. Okay. And I was there until 60.
When did they integrate? Hmm? Do you remember what year they integrated? Was it
58
or
59? When they integrated there?
Yeah.
They started doing that in, let's see, wait a minute now. I think it was in 49.
I don't think it was 49. Because I don't know if they had...
No, wait, now, Supreme let me get Court back. Ruled. No, it was in 54.
Yeah, Supreme Court ruled.
Yes, but she was still there with me. That's what I'm trying to think. Her husband got killed. I'm getting mixed up. Her husband was killed on the radio, on the railroad here, down here. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to... One more year.
So you
said? Maybe two, but it was going to go away. And if I felt like I needed to go on and try to find a job where I would be stationed, you know. Mm-hmm. But I stayed, and it ended, I stayed 4 years. Mm-hmm. And then it went down the drain.
Tell me some of the social things I used to do in Kingsville. You know,
there wasn't too much social there for us.
Well, you know, I think...
Well, I never could go anywhere. My mother didn't allow me to go out and all that stuff. They had dances out there. And that building's gone out there. From my house was on corner there. Something on 2nd Street with that brick front there. Brick.
The garage, the barber
shop? From the school. No, you know where the school is?
Yeah,
school?
The school.
All right, at the house on the corner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's yellow or white or something, uh-huh. You know, I think.
Yeah.
With red doors.
Yeah.
And a half brick. That was my home.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. And, it's got a fence around it now.
Yeah. But that it's right across from the school, right? Is it right?
Well, not
across. It's on the corner of 2nd.
On the corner. Is you got to turn that corner to go either out of town or to the cemetery.
Okay.
And my house is facing
okay.
The blank space over there.
Okay.
But,
in front of the projects right there?
Yeah, it's across. It's not facing the projects.
It's on the side.
Yeah, yeah.
It's on 2nd Street.
Because my house used to face the projects.
Okay.
And we remodeled it and made a ranch style out of it, and it faces 2nd.
Okay.
See, but it was facing Caesar. That's Caesar Street.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out the name of that street.
Yeah, Caesar.
Caesar.
And so we opened it up and took the sides and made, you know, worked it out into a ranch style home. And but all I did was went to church and went to school. Mm-hmm. I never did get to go out. My sister used to be around and she'd go out. Mm-hmm. Because all they had, well, I used to go to the, what did they call it then? When the services was going on. USO.
Yeah.
I'd go down there for a while, but wasn't too much. You know, they'd dance. You get tired of that every night.
Some people don't.
Yeah, that's true. But they had, that's about all they had.
Okay.
And down there on Miss Arena's place, well, I couldn't go in there. Cause
was that the one that's on, what's the name of that street? Wisatch?
Yeah.
That's still.
It says day and night.
Day and night. Mm-hmm. Has it been the day and night all way mm-hmm. back then? Is that the same name? Do you know if she still owns that place?
She did.
I mean, is her children or
something? I don't know what happened to it. But that's all that was there.
Mm-hmm. What about the Acapulco Lounge and one that's like...
Where's that?
That's around the corner. It's like, okay, the next street from, what's the street it's on, the day and night? What's the name of
it's
that street?
It's on Wisatch.
Okay, the next street, or is it Wisatch? No, it's that same street. Wisatch, you go down, and you take a right, and there's this kind of old club. I've never been in the day and night. But I was wondering how long that had been up. And I don't think anybody...
an old club?
It's like an old brown building. And if you keep on... If you go down Wisatch...
With what direction? Like you're going to a town?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, okay. Then...
If you go into a town, it's like the first block.
Right. That's an old big building then. That used to be the USO,
I think.
Yeah, it's facing where the trains...
Yeah.
Yeah, that used to be the USO. I don't know what to name that thing. That's where we used to go.
Yeah.
Really? Well, the sailors would all go in there, you know. Mm-hmm. And drink beer and dance.
Okay.
Play games or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let me talk a little bit about fashion, clothes, what, you know, what kind of clothes y'all wear. This is something they, you know, as a history of Kingsville, you know, what they, or let me, you probably should know, what kind of hairstyles did people wear?
Well, they used to wear, they used to wear finger waves, they used to wear waves, I used to wave hair.
Finger
all
waves?
All the way through.
What, can you explain?
Stop waves.
Like,
just. With irons, I did.
Oh, really?
My mother used to give finger waves. Oh, yeah, it's greasy stuff, you know, and just...
Oh, yeah, to make it...
Lay close to your head. She used to do that.
Oh, yeah, that's back in style. Have you been seeing those haircuts?
Like, no.
It'd be plastered
full of grease.
And they plaster it on your head.
Yeah,
right?
And they take a comb and go and mm-hmm. shape it, you know. My mother used to do that. I didn't like to do that.
You didn't like to do
that? But I waved hair.
Okay.
Uh-huh. They called it Marcel.
Okay.
All the way through. All the way down.
That's when people used to come all the way down to Kingsville to get their hair done for the mm-hmm. finger waves and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, or
waves, and then they wore coconut curls, they called them.
Coconut curls?
Coconut.
What are they?
Just curls.
Just curls?
They twist the same way you twist the iron, mm-hmm. twist the hair around there.
What kind of dye
when
do
you
they
comb it out, it probably turned to a wave.
What kind of dye? You said y'all did dyes.
Goffrey's dye.
What color? I mean,
black. Most of them folks there. They didn't wear nothing but black hair.
They wore nothing but black hair.
Uh-huh. If they were gray, they wore black hair.
Really? How about if they were brown? They wore black? Nuh-uh.
Not too many. Wasn't too many brown ones there.
Really? So, I guess not.
No. So anyway, then they got facials. They like facials. I had some men customers come get the hair done there.
Oh, really?
And I had to press it and curl it,
wave it. Really? Get that little
like a
slicky back.
A wavy man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. One came from Valpuris. Get his hair done. It'd make me so angry because about 5 o'clock in the morning, knocking on the door.
Yeah,
it'll
get me angry too.
Yeah.
So,
oh my God.
You got out of it when you went back to school.
No, I did it.
Even when you taught school?
No, I wasn't doing it. You mean when I came to teach school?
Yeah.
Well, down here, there was nobody to fix their hair. Yeah. Everybody was Spanish people, you know, so I didn't keep up my license.
When you were teaching in Bishop, you didn't do
it. Oh, yeah, I did it.
You did hair too when you were teaching too?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. My mama got sick and I had to run her beauty shop.
Okay.
So I had to do the customers and I worked in the beauty shop and I went to the radio station and I went to work every Sunday.
So you just kind of took up whatever she did.
Yeah.
And that was a lot. Mm-hmm. another question. Brother. How long did the shop operate? When did you stop doing it? When did she stop?
Oh, well, she never stopped. She was an age till she just got down
sick,
and then she wasn't sick long before she died.
That was in 74 when she died?
She died in 74.
How old was she?
She got sick in 73. She came down here to keep Mickey for me while I go to teacher's orientation. Mm-hmm. And she went back home, got real sick, and they called for me to come home. And I went home. She had lost a lot of weight just that fast.
You don't know what she died of? Cancer?
She had cancer. Uh-huh. And so she suffered from, you know, but she was working. She was, she'd go stay in homes with people, mm-hmm. or in the hospital with them, whichever, mm-hmm. you know. And she worked, go to work at 11 at night and get off at 7 in the morning. Then she'd go, when she come at 7 in the morning, she had already had taken some appointments for hair. And she'd go out there and do that hair. Mm-hmm. So she didn't really get any rest. Mm-hmm. The doorbell was ringing all the time. I said, well, why don't you work in the daytime instead of at night until you can get your rest? But she said, I'm not having no problem. I had no problem. She'd sit up with them people at night at the hospital. Mm. She liked it, so.
Yeah, can't keep her from doing what she wanted to do.
No, she'd do both. She'd do the hair. Somebody say sing. We got to go sing. Oh, my goodness. I said, oh, Lord.
Okay, so the shop operated until she got sick. Now it's in 1973?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then somebody else took it over?
No, we closed it up.
Closed it up?
Mm-hmm. She built another little beauty shop there.
Where is that?
In the front yard. Right, took it down.
Right in front of the house, there's some
on the side. Yeah. That man has messed up that house so till I'm just sick. Really, I am. Mother's house didn't look like that.
The one that's on Caesar? That's the only house?
Not Caesar. No.
Which one?
That was my house. Mother's house was on Warren.
On Warren.
And he done made it look like, I don't know what that house looked like.
You talking about Dr. Green?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He bought that house for me, and it was my mother's house, and it was a beautiful house. And I don't know what that is he put in. He bought it in 76, and he still isn't through with
it.
And he took all those apartments she had back there. See, she had apartments.
Mm-hmm. She used to ask, who did she rent to?
Anybody come and mortal wounded apartment?
No, she didn't rent specifically to railroad men or anything like
that. Well, she did rent to them, but, I mean, it didn't make her no difference.
For as long as they paid
her. She used to have a 12-room rooming house.
Oh, really?
Two-story. And she converted it into apartments. And then students stayed with her. She kept some students in the house with her. Mm-hmm. They was going to college. Mm-hmm. If they were nice people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then she had two apartments in the back after she got rid of. She sold the big one, the two-story one. And she kept two in the back, and the barbers used to stay with her.
Okay.
Those barbers, Brown, one? Mr. Brown.
The one that's at King right now?
Yeah.
Really?
And Murray, he's gone. And Murray was in there. Mr. Mosley spent the first night in my house, mm-hmm. when he came to work in Kingsville to fix hair. Mm-hmm. He stayed with me until Mother got his room. And then he stayed with my mother until he married.
I guess I'm being kind of nuts, but your mom really had a lot of money to do a lot of stuff. I mean, to fix
no,
up that
she
house.
Just did a lot of. She didn't have a lot of money.
I mean,
but she had account. You know what I mean? She could get stuff on credit.
Okay.
She fixed up
places. To fix up the apartments.
Yeah, yeah.
And stuff.
She stayed in debt, fixing things.
She's always helping somebody.
Yeah, she did. She and so it's a very few that didn't stay in her house before they got to themselves.
Did my dad,
in
that one, did he rent a house from a room?
No,
from?
He didn't. Oh, uh-uh.
How about Aaron?
Huh?
How about Doug?
Mother helped Aaron get that house they got now. Yeah.
That was his
room. Yeah, he didn't stay with her when he came there, but when that house became, Mother had something to do with that house, but anyway, she got him into that house.
Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, Dr. Green has been fixing on this house for a long time.
Boy, he made me sick. I never had heard of her. You don't wear plaits no more, does he?
No, but he's...
He's rugged, that's all right. He is very rugged. I didn't know about him. I say, I don't believe in letting nobody look like that out there. God, I can't see it.
He's
kind of
his own man. He does what he wants to do.
I hope that's not me until I get that off of there.
Okay.
Because I would want him to.
No, he won't
But, anyhow, I was wondering, he wanted to buy, he said he wanted